Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Dari VOA di Washington DC bersama Dania Iman dan Irfan Ihsan, Yosi Sudarso baru-baru ini muncul di berbagai media karena terpilih menjadi pemeran Power Rangers seri terbaru di Amerika.
Go go Power Rangers.
Oh iya ya, kayak gitu ya musiknya ya.
Iya, enggak tahu yang nanti masih kayak gitu apa enggak. Yosi Sudarso ini orang Indonesia.
Iya.
Dia tinggal di Los Angeles dari umur 9 tahun dan setelah mengikuti audisi yang sangat ketat, sang aktor terpilih menjadi Power Ranger biru.
Wow, saking ketatnya seperti kostumnya ya.
Wah. Ketat, perketat.
Benar-benar. Dan yang menarik, tadinya dia tidak punya ambisi menjadi seorang aktor. Kabarnya dia malah ingin menjadi guru matematika.
Oh ya?
Iya, tapi ini dia ganteng loh. Dan dijamin akan jadi idola baru kaum remaja nih.
Wah, termasuk kamu juga ya?
Remaja ya.
Soalnya dari kemarin kayaknya ngeliatin fotonya terus.
Bukan saya ngeliatin, tapi Vena. Ingat kan kemarin kita lewat komputernya, dia malah nyari-nyari foto Yosi.
Oh iya bener.
Tapi sebenarnya demi kepentingan riset ya. Karena dia yang wawancara nih. Kita dengerin ya obrolan Vena dengan Yosi Sudarso, pemeran Power Ranger biru di serial Power Ranger Dino Charge. Hi Yoshi, congratulations for your new role as the Blue Power Ranger in the series Power Rangers Dino Charge. It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
It's been an amazing journey. I mean, this is something I've dreamed of ever since I was a kid. You know, watching the show is where I learned some of my moves. It was amazing to be able to put on the suit. When I put my own suit on, it was amazing to know that this was mine. This is my suit.
Now tell me about your life story. You moved from Indonesia at the age of 8?
I was nine.
Okay, so you moved from Indonesia at the age of 9, and here you are now, a TV star. Did you know that you wanted to be an actor since you moved here in the United States? How did you get into the entertainment business?
No, I definitely did not want to be a movie actor at all. I was going to teach math for my high school. I did math in college, but in college, for extra money, I started doing extra work just on central casting. And I loved being on set. It was a lot of fun, and I would see the stuntmen that were out there, and they were doing all these amazing things, and I talked to a bunch of them. They were very nice, and they told me where I would need to go, what I would need to learn. And in high school, I learned how to do flips and martial arts through watching YouTube and, you know, like I said, Power Rangers shows, Jackie Chan movies, just watching and learning from other people, because we didn't have the money to pay for classes all the time, you know, and martial arts classes were pretty expensive. When I finished college, I worked at Knott's Berry Farm, and then I taught gymnastics. I worked at Universal Studios as a stuntman, and so when I went to Hollywood, I was working on these live shows as a stunt guy.
Indonesians are very excited and proud to see an Indonesian-born actor who will play this iconic series, and I'm sure you're aware of that, and I'm sure recently you've been gaining a lot of new followers from Indonesia on Twitter or on Instagram, right?
Right, yeah.
So are you still pretty much connected to the country since you left? I mean, you mentioned that you still have a lot of relatives in Indonesia. I mean, can you still speak Indonesian a little bit?
Yeah, cuma bisa sedikit. Bisa ngerti, tapi ngomongnya nggak terlalu bagus.
It's good. When you speak Indonesian, you don't have that accent.
Oh, iya, nggak kayak orang bule ya.
Enggak, ya sedikit sih, udah. Sedikit kayak orang bule.
Yeah, we just speak it with our parents a little bit, because they speak Indo better than they do English, and so I speak to them Indo. And they have been trying to teach me Chinese as well, so I have a little bit of Chinese too.
Jadi masih ini, kalau sehari-hari apakah masih suka makan makanan Indonesia, atau masih ada kebudayaan Indonesianya nggak walaupun tinggal di Amerika?
Iya, mama sama papa di sini, jadinya kita baru aja makan nasi goreng, ingin bikin nyiro kacang.
A little bit going back to the audition to become a Blue Power Rangers, how was the audition?
I actually auditioned for Megaforce first. This was 2 years back. My friend said something about a Power Ranger casting, and I was like, whoa, wait, they're casting for Power Rangers? How do I get in on this? And they're like, we don't know, actually. So I did a lot of detective work, and because I don't have an agent, and I was able to get myself onto the audition alongside with my brother. They loved my brother. I wasn't really right for the role for Megaforce, and my brother became friends with all the casting people. So the next time around, for Dino Charge, they contacted my brother about auditioning, and he asked me if I wanted to come audition. At this point, I really had decided I wanted to just do stunts, really. And he said, you know what, just come with me. You know, I would love to have my brother there as you know, support, and just, you know, so that would be a more of a chance of one of us getting it. When I went in for that charge with my brother, I actually got cut on the third round, and it was really long process, and I actually went out of town and out of contact for a while, and when I came back, my brother was, you know, calling me, sending me all these emails. He's like, you gotta go back in. They want you back for the final round of auditioning. So I went back in, and they auditioned me for Blue, and I saw this smile on their face, like, they were happy with what I was doing. They decided that they were happy with me, and after, you know, a month or so of deciding who's going to get what, decided I would get Blue Ranger, which was amazing news for me.
So will you do a lot of martial arts action in a movie?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Jut Lin, who is the executive producer, and he talked how he wanted to have more civilian fights, and it's super exciting to me because when I was younger, that was the cool thing, was that these guys were, yes, they were Power Rangers, but before they morphed, they were able to, you know, fight off these guys, and they won't use more power than that's necessary to defeat these bullies, as you might say, their enemies. I hope to get to do a lot of my own action. Of course, I'll definitely look to a stunt double for some things, because I have my knee actually still injured. I'm still kind of nursing an injured knee. I wouldn't want to get hurt during the process anyways. And these guys, you know, we have a great stunt team, and I'm excited to work with them. So I wouldn't want to step on anyone's toes, and I want to just be able to do the best I can. You know what I mean?
How exciting. I mean, hearing you, it's really, really nice to hear your dream come true, and then all your effort to do that. And my last question, there's an article on IMDb titled Top 40 Asian Actors Under 40 to Watch For in Hollywood, and you are there. So what is your ambition in Hollywood?
I'll take this experience as kind of a learning process to see if this is where I want to go with acting, but it would be amazing if I could do The Raid 3, because I love that movie.
So did you have any contact with the director?
I haven't contacted the director. I've actually worked with one of the guys who helped choreograph the fight. His name is Larnell Sobol. And actually, before I got Power Rangers, I was actually supposed to go to Indonesia with him in January, I believe, to translate for him and help be part of the whole thing. But now that I'm doing this, this would be a different thing.
All right. So, Yoshi, thank you for your time. Thank you. I really enjoyed this conversation. And good luck and have fun for the production of the movie, which is starting tomorrow, I believe.
We leave for New Zealand tomorrow, and then we have a month of training, and then we start filming after that.
Okay. So, best of luck for you and your career. And I know I will be hearing you in the entertainment world here in the United States and from VOA in Washington, D.C. Success with you all the way.
Thank you so much, Mina. And keep in touch.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Dari Washington, D.C., inilah VOA Executive Lounge.